see it in.
Testing.
You can see it in the movies, in the paper, and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle. The lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water. And the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
Welcome to the Watching for Jesus program this afternoon. We are live today on this 24th of November, 2014. Welcome. I'm back from a two-day, well, actually four-day, but weekends don't count. Going about 2 days, Thursday, Friday, and I'm back live now. Family, did you miss me? Because those were archived, recorded, that was playing this past Thursday, Friday, archived, and I do a 24-hour loop on my website, watchmanforjesus.com. It's a 24-hour loop, and I break in, of course, as you can tell, at 4 o'clock to 6, and then again, 8 to 9, and tonight, Bible study. It's what I do Monday through Friday, is my own Bible study, and I invite people to come. It's simple as that. I try to make it informal, not a broadcast Bible study. But I get into a lot of the controversial areas. Tonight I want to talk about the Sabbath. Yeah, there's Calvinists and the SDA, Seventh-day Adventists, and the Roman Catholic and all this. Or say, well, Sunday is a Sabbath and Saturday is a Sabbath and so forth. They forget that Jesus Christ fulfilled the Sabbath. They forget this. But they're pushing it hard that the Sabbath is still in effect. Well, you do a Sabbath, but you choose which day you want. If it happens to be a Monday, then it just happens to be a Monday. It's you. It's not every Saturday, every Sunday. That's a way to control people, to take your money, to bring you to cult groups and so forth. Yes, Jesus fulfilled it. And didn't say you abolish it. He didn't come to abolish the law, but to fulfill it. So any day, Colossians 2:16, any day is good, as long as you fulfill that week of the Sabbath, which is your day. Happens to be on a Sunday? Fine. You have to get together with people on a Sunday? Fine. That's how it really is now, because Jesus Christ fulfilled that Sabbath. Today I want to talk about the steps to world control, and we'll see where we head. I'm going to use articles today and open them up and tell you what's in the background of articles. I want to dedicate the broadcast, as I do every broadcast and Bible study, of course. And then we're going to hit a potpourri of plethora of articles and subjects and see where we head. That's kind of how I do it. Lord, thank you today for bringing us together. Today we're all back, Father, in this broadcast where we spread the gospel. We talk about world events, Lord. And, Father, we ask you that you forgive us of our sins, that, Father, that your Holy Spirit can dwell within us. Connect us, Lord, that we can learn your truth. And, Father, that each one will have us something that we're going to learn today and every day. And, Father, we share these things we learn. We do pray, Lord, for our brethren, family members, our friends, those that listen, Lord, and their families, that, Lord, just spread the truth about Jesus Christ to all those concerned. And, Lord, we pray for healing of those in the past we've prayed for before. We pray for the healing of our troops that are coming back, Lord, that there's 26 suicides per day, Lord, that we call upon you. And even without those in the military, that suicides are on the increase. We know it is supernatural. We know, Lord, that a lot of it's from technology and these drugs and so forth. It's all combined. That, Lord, we need that Holy Spirit, Father, to protect those that, Lord, you know, are going to need that protection. And, Lord, that set up divine appointments to lead them away from these thoughts of suicide that's being orchestrated, Lord. We know this. Father, we pray for the protection of children, Lord, that's being abducted for these witchcraft ceremonies and ritual sacrifices of the highest level of government and military, and, Father, at the highest level of our world leadership, that we know, Father, that they sacrifice children and they are in the satanic realm. Father, we know about this witchcraft that's at the highest level, and, Father, we pray against it. And, Lord, we pray against these fallen angels like Sananda Manuel and Maitreya and all these frauds, Lord, we know are fallen angels, that we pray against, Lord, that they'll be delayed, that, Father, you'll strip them of their protection and, Lord, expose them for who they really are. Lord, we pray for the spreading of the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ in the land, and, Lord, for awakening, for a wisdom discernment for those watchmen to come out to start preaching the truth. Lord, we thank you for the King James Bible, the only true word of God in the face of this planet. Lord, we thank you for how you got it to us. And, Lord, to lead us into Bible studies, that, Father, that that truth will be let out. Father, in all these things we pray, the name of your Son, Jesus. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth, as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. You know, I was thinking about the prayer, prayer in particular. That we've been conditioned all along that prayer is the last thing you do. Really, think about it for a minute. Prayer should be the first thing, really. But it's dangerous. It's very dangerous to pray hoping that prayer will work and you don't have faith. You might as well just do it yourself then, because you're most safer then. But if you pray with faith, you got to have faith. And you pray, that's your most powerful weapon. But if you don't have faith and you pray, hoping it's going to happen, you got troubles. You're going to have big troubles. But you got to have faith. How many times have Jesus said, "Oh, ye of little faith"? goes something like this. Hey, man, what can we do about it? We're getting overwhelmed. We need to do something now. Man, all you guys are prayer. Oh, no. You see how it works? How's that work? Isn't that how it really goes in movies? And the last thing, we got to get this done, man. They're coming at us. What are we going to do? Man, all you guys are prayer. And everybody panics. It's all a gossip prayer. There's got to be something we can do. You see what we've been done, what's done to us. That should be the first thing you do. But he made it. How'd he make it? On a wing and a prayer. Wow, that must have been something. That should have been the first thing you did, was to pray. But it doesn't work that way today. It's taught that if all you gossip prayer, you might as well give up. Is that not how we've been trained? How the movies go? Yeah, that's exactly what's happened. They've got it reversed, and this is not accidental. This is by design to do that. To say all you got is a prayer. Well, actually, that's true, because the only way that you're going to get things done is through prayer and faith, but done first. But it's very dangerous to do the prayer if you don't have faith. You got to have that faith. You Freemasons out there, man, you got to redig. You got to renig that blood oath now. They're lying to you out there. Man, they've got you tied into the businesses and contracts and golf course and your favorite parking place and business, your company, your job. Doing good works to hide what the 33rd degree Masons are doing, worshiping Lucifer. That's a fact, by the way. That's an evidence. They don't tell you that till after some time in the 3rd, 4th degree. You see, Freemasons are the workhorses of the Illuminati to get everything done. And they lead them by rewards, and you're important, and the little secrets they get every degree. And they get the favorite contracts, and they also know how to ruin somebody. Why would you do that if you're honorable men? Why would that even be part of the agenda? Why? Why don't you help non-Masons? Wouldn't that be honorable to? Oh, but we do hospitals. That's to cover up everything else that you're doing. Come on now. Come on. Let's just get real about it. Let's get real. Well, let me tell you what they're going to do. You got to know this. It's going to happen, promise you. It's going to happen. Is once this great white brotherhood, once they have total control of the New World Order, once they've gained control, and they're out there to affect their New World Order, you all are told that you're going to be the leaders of the New World Order. Well, they're lying to you. Chapter 15 of the Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion, which is a Jesuit document given to them by the Great White Brotherhood, given to Adam Weishaupt, a Jesuit, of course. And the Great White Brotherhood, the hierarchy, the community, sons of God of the Old Testament, they're all fallen angels is what they are, just different names. That's what they are. Now, what about chapter 15 of the Protocols? They are going to kill every Freemason. Do you understand this? See, Freemasons are the workhorses throughout the United States and Europe and everywhere else. Control the education, the police departments, the city councils, everything. I know all about it. Oh, yeah, they control them. They invite you in. I know that for an absolute fact. They invite you in because they're going to use you. You see, because he got you under a blood oath. That's how it works. Now, here's the catch. The catch is, Freemasons are not bloodline Illuminati. You see, so you're expendable. And so the Great White Brotherhood, they can preserve their human bloodline because it's a certain DNA that you don't have. And this is due to their hybrid state. An abomination to God, because their bloodline, the blue bloodline of Queen Elizabeth and all the rest of them throughout the world, the Illuminati bloodlines are a hybrid race of people. But the Freemasons are just people, not with a bloodline. The Freemasons, you're still connected to God by your God particle, by the silver cord, Ecclesiastes 9. You still have that connection to God. You've just broken it because you took a blood oath against him. But you can reconnect it, called the prodigal son. You can renounce that blood oath. You're no longer under the control of the blood oath that you've given in the Freemasons. You're not a physical abomination that the Illuminati hybrids are. So here's the trick. The trick is, they're afraid of what you might do if you're still connected to God. And God puts a conviction in your heart. You're liable to become a whistleblower. Uh-oh. And if you're high level, Freemason, Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, whatever, you cause a bit of a problem when you got credibility. As a matter of fact, that's why in the protocols, they said that all those who know too much will be executed. And all those below will die, quote, as if by some illness. And they'll never know about the, death sentence that was pronounced upon them, unquote. You'll die as if by some illness. But those at the highest level that know too much, you will be executed. That's a guarantee. You don't believe me? Look it up yourself. The Great White Brotherhood are the fallen angels. And there's no good ones. They're all evil, both sides. One pretends to be good, and one pretends to be bad, which is not hard to do. And that's where the Illuminati comes from. You know the Illuminati, actually, this is too funny. The Illuminati actually has a website. How about that? And at one time, they had one or two questions about the Illuminati on Jeopardy. And then they have it on a talk show host. The Illuminati is doing this and doing that, and the bankers are connected to it. You know why they're doing that? They're exposing themselves. It's called the dialectic. So once they expose themselves as the evil Illuminati, the ones that take over, that defeats the Illuminati, will be the heroes. It's called the dialectic. You have evil on both sides, and they work together. This is how it works. That's how it really operates, you see. So if this is the evil witch over here, then this good witch of the north has got to be good. No, a witch is a witch is a witch. Which witch is evil? Both. That's supposed to be a pun. That didn't work so well, did it? So, you see, that's how it really works. I'm trying to help the Freemasons. I'm trying to tell them that what you're involved in is you got your hand and you're putting it into a bee's nest. And you're about to get stung. They're going to use you for as long as they can. They're going to kill you. They're going to kill you. It may be this generation, maybe next generation. I don't know. But either way, you're sunk because you've taken a blood oath. For goodness sakes, come on. You go to church, but you've taken an oath to cut your throat if you tell the secrets. Well, that's just idle words. Who are you telling that to? Because God takes every word you say as truth. Now, we may say, aha, wiggle, wiggle, elbow, elbow, wink, wink. But God don't see it that way. Matthew 5, 33, 37, no oath at all. James 5, every idle word you're going to be held accountable for. Every single idle word you've ever said in your life. If you're not born again of the Spirit, God's going to hold you accountable for every word you said idle. And he don't forget. Family, you got to get out of the Freemasons now. You see? The Council of Foreign Relations is the Illuminati. You can't get no more is than that. It is the Illuminati. It's by another name. That's all it is. Well, I was doing a little searching and researching the researchers. And, wow. I found a list from 1995. And this is common. I was flabbergasted. A list of what? Well, a list of Defense Department members of the Illuminati of the Council of Foreign Relations. The Council of Foreign Relations is the murderous Illuminati. You heard me correctly. They planned World War II, and they planned Korean War. You see, they helped bring over the Nazis that we defeated. We didn't defeat them. We just brought Nazi over here. That's a fact, by the way. 10,000 Nazis were brought over to America. 10,000 Nazis. Von Braun for the fraudulent NASA program, and others that set up the mind control, CIA, UN. So in essence, we didn't really win the war. We might have won the battles, but we didn't win the war. Same thing for Revolutionary War. Absolutely. Civil War was planned by the Jesuits. We didn't win that war. How do you win the war when you're fighting each other? Who wins? Who won in the Civil War? 500,000 men plus died in that war, and all Americans. As promulgated, pushed by the French, and for the Germans on the north, French on the south, to make sure we fought each other and killed each other, and y'all doing it again. You know, the Illuminati, the tyrant, the border, the police are bad guys, and we militia, we're good guys. Wait a minute, you know, you're both on the same side, and yet you're falling in the same trap. But go on ahead, just beat each other up. You're doing exactly what they want you to do. Just go on ahead, just do it. Another civil war. It's about the stupidest thing I've ever seen in my life. You're at the Bundy Ranch. Bundy's Illuminati. They're liars. Just like Duck Dynasty and all the rest of them. They're fake Christians. Like Jimmy Carter. Absolutely. No question about it. When are y'all going to start challenging these people? When are y'all going to get up out of the Osteen concerts and just walk out when they start their nonsense? And it is nonsense. That Victoria Osteen, you heard me right. She calls the split in Christians. Do what you can for yourself, that'll make God happy. Do what you can for you first, and then God will be happy if you're happy. Say what? That's a Satanist and a humanist agenda. And what she did it for was to poke you and see what people would do. Then they backpedal to get back on track. And the 10,000 people that attend their services, that's hypnotized, will still keep coming. They'll try to, you know, cut it and paste it to where it somehow fits the Bible. She can't do it. The reason she said that about a month ago, 3 weeks ago, give or take, was to test and see if people were ready for the New World Order. That's why she did that. She was told to do that. You understand this? Well, back to what I was talking about. Council of Foreign Relations. I can't believe this. I looked at the list. It's massive. The Council of Foreign Relations, as said by Hillary on several interviews, determines the policy of America. And they are responsible for the death of every World War II veteran. You heard me correct. And the death of every Korean veteran. In other words, all the dead in World War II, all the dead in Korea is responsible or is caused by the Council of Foreign Relations working with the Illuminati. The dried blood of the Second World War veterans that's in Arlington and the dried blood of the Korean War is on their head. They are responsible because they have set up the wars. And that's an absolute fact. And yet they're still operating. Now, this is every war. Family, this goes back to the Jesuits who helped promulgate, or actually did set up and conduct our Civil War. Confirmed by Abraham Lincoln in a quote. I've said the quote many times. I don't want to go on off track. And I take these little side trails sometimes. But I'm going to stay on focus here today. But I've said many times on my broadcast the quotes that confirm that the Jesuits was a cause of Civil War. Absolutely. Abraham Lincoln confirms it. The states' rights and slavery, that's just triggers and excuses they set up to cover the real truth about the Civil War. Seeking of the Maine, Jesuits, murderers and liars. The Council of Foreign Relations is behind it all. I'm leading up to something. God put a conviction in my heart to come back for my 2, 3, 4 days and come back with a vengeance. To expose more I can ever expose if I can. Quote. Well, before the quote. As in World War II, in December the 9th, 1950, the Chicago Tribune actually started putting out some good articles about Korea. They shut that down in 1960 because they control all the media. That's a fact. But Chicago Tribune was putting out some good articles. They had an editor and some reporters that went kind of rogue on them. And as in World War II, the Chicago Tribune blamed the Council on Foreign Relations for the ill-advised entry in the first police action in the Korean War. And the Korean War was to exacerbate and create the fictional alternate enemy of communism that was set up before 1841. That's fact. So they needed now to bring out, after the Nazism and fascism was brought over the United States, secretly, under Operation Paperclip, now to set up the next enemy would be communism. So that's what Korea was all about, and China was all about, to make sure that communist system would now be the next enemy, as directed by the Vatican. That's a fact. Quote, Chicago Tribune, December the 9th, 1950. And I have a copy of the article, so it does exist, because I got an actual copy of it. It says, and I quote part of it, the members of the council, that's foreign relations, should look at their hands. There is blood on them. The dried blood of the last war, that'd be World War II, and the fresh blood of the present one, that's Korean War, unquote. Because you see, and I'm not going to get in detail right now. I'm trying to keep myself from going down a rabbit hole. I have a bad tendency to do that. But you see, to make sure that China remained communist, the police action of the Korean War was set up. And we marched our troops into a death trap by design, thanks to the State Department and the Vatican and the Illuminati. Absolutely. Because, a quote by MacArthur, you see, I don't just give you opinions. I don't even trust my own opinion. I don't go with opinions. I go with evidence. You see, you want to argue the evidence, go on ahead. Be my guest. But I do want to mention, because you probably got that question, I should answer the question in this case. I won't go too far down a rabbit hole, but if you remember your history, Taiwan, which was Formosa, Chiang Kai-shek was exiled out of China when communists took over. And boy, he was some kind of ticked off. And a lot of Chinese went with him that did not follow the communist movement like they do in the United States today. You heard me absolutely correct. McCarthy was right. Anyway, I love my country. I'm a former U.S. Marine, but I deal only in truth. And to be able to handle what's going on, you got to know the enemy. You got to know the truth. And a military takeover is the stupidest thing you ever heard. But they're going to try to do that now. Even the, what's his face, Rick Joyner out of Morningstar Ministries. I'm not going to play the tape, but Rick Joyner, Jerry Boykin, these are Knights of Malta. They're traitors. Militia, you better watch out because they're against you. You may have fought on Delta Force, but they're against you. These guys, their allegiance is to the secret societies, not to you, not to America. Wesley Clark, Rhodes Scholar, a blood oath against America. Jerry Boykin, Rick Joyner, Leon Panetta, all of them, Reagan, all of them, you'll find that I've mentioned, are Knights of Malta members. They've taken a blood oath against mankind. But back to Taiwan. You want to go? Anyway, know that in that period of time, Chiang Kai-shek of the Free Chinese was exiled. And they were ready and willing to cross over the channel and to retake Red China in around the 1950s. That was not allowed to happen. The policy was that the communists in the 1950s were not to be removed from power. And you know, General Douglas MacArthur said, and I quote MacArthur, "The possibility of Red China's entry in the Korean War had existed ever since the order from Washington issued to the 7th Fleet in June to neutralize Formosa," that means blockade it, "which in effect protected Red China from attack by Chiang Kai-shek's forces of 500,000 men." Not only did Truman declare it was against American policy for the free Chinese to reclaim communist China, but he ordered the American fleet in the Straits of Formosa to make sure it happened. And because China was free to send its soldiers to North Korea, 9 divisions, to aid in the attack on the South, protected by the U.S. Navy, you had the frozen chosen. You had the entire 25th and 26th Infantry broke tail and ran because they were being overwhelmed by 9 Chinese divisions. And they contained eastern flank of the Marines, left it open. They were surrounded by 9 divisions of Chinese. And now you have the frozen chosen. General Puller was involved in that. You know that even after that happened, that backstab that the Jesuits did to Chiang Kai-shek, using us as pawns, which our cowardly Council of Foreign Relations and military leaders and presidents that time period succumbed to. Even because of that, even in spite of that, Chiang Kai-shek said, "I'll send you 33,000 troops to help fight in South Korea, and I'll have them to you in 5 days. That's almost a division plus. And the State Department turned it down. Now, don't tell me that they're not responsible for the deaths of all those in Korea. Absolutely. Matter of fact, I give another quote from MacArthur. He said, and I quote, "The Taiwanese government of Chiang Kai-shek, who less than a week after the North Koreans had crossed the 30th parallel, offered the State Department an advance force of 33,000 troops that could be embarked for Korea within 5 days after the offer was accepted. The suggestion was politely refused. Formosa was at that time a member of the United Nations and therefore could have been represented in the United Nations force, but the American government would not tolerate such a move," unquote. We were under control by the communists back then. Council of Foreign Relations is still operating today. You know, even a general, North Korean general said, and I quote, General Lin Pao, he said, and I quote, "I would never have made the attack and risked my men if I had not been assured that Washington would restrain General MacArthur from taking adequate retaliatory measures against my line of supply and communication," unquote. And you know that Joseph Martin, who was House Minority Leader back then, you know what he said? He said, and I quote, "If we're not in Korea to win, this administration should be indicted for the murder of thousands of American boys," unquote. Does that sound a little familiar? Iraq, 1990, that liar, Bush. And then Iraq again, another liar, Bush Juniorette. Then another was Clinton in Kosovo. Oh, I was there 5 years. I saw what we did there. The Albanian mafia giving money to the Kerry campaign. And you can see him writing checks on the Brooklyn Connection film. So, oh, man. Kerry and Bush are cousins. Do you know that? Kerry and Bush are cousins, along with Romney. Yeah, Beth, that's right. Gore, Clinton, they're all cousins. How about that? Ain't that something? Yeah, that's right. And you, on Brooklyn Connection, that little film that got made, you never saw it here in the United States. I saw it over there. I got a copy of it. Yeah. And it shows the Albanian mafia guys, the Ramush and Tachi and all these guys, telling all their guys, which are Albanian mafias, to write checks to the Kerry campaign. And there's a little film. It's quite interesting, actually. I watched Kosovo. I was over there. I was a security manager working for OSCE. Eastern region of Kosovo. I was one of five. And I saw that happen. I didn't see the campaign, but I saw the film actually doing it. Even though Chiang Kai-shek was a little bit of a bad guy also, but he wanted his free land back. He wanted his free China back. That's what counts the most. There's no good guys anywhere in this war business. None of them are good. And the bad ones that start off bad, sometimes they get a little power lustful. Then they got to take them out and call them a dictator and then take them out and put somebody else there. That's what's going on. It's like a chess game. But we're talking a major effort that lasted throughout the 1960s. And see, Korea led into Vietnam. Vietnam was planned to lose from the very beginning. And that was to start taking down our troops and sovereignty by organizing, Rockefellers, organizing, training through their initiation, anti-war demonstrators, to make sure that our troops didn't get promoted and hailed as heroes coming back and all that. That was all designed. Finally, that was designed. That was created for that purpose. To start reducing sovereignty. To make sure they brought back in the bodies of soldiers and the coffins, drugs. Not only from South America, the oil platforms, Little Rock, Arkansas, Texas, and other places. Bring back drugs. That's correct. Vietnam, all through 10 years or so, was to bring back drugs. Government spending. Military-industrial complex. And to possibly set up World War III, which didn't happen. There's a lot happened. I'm not going to get caught up in that right now. I'm making a point right now instead of giving you exact details. I'm giving you some details, but I'm not going to get caught. Everything I've talked about to this point, everything, has little rabbit holes. I could keep going down. You know, and I could spend another 30 minutes talking about just Korean War and the Vietnam War that the Agent Orange was designed. The Agent Orange was designed to cause cancer, not defoliage. They lied. The glycerol factory plans was given to Russia by our State Department so Russia could give the glycerol to the VC. The glycerol was detonators in their booby traps. So out of the 58,000 dead, 50% of the dead was caused by booby traps. That's by design, family. Okay. So, now, a little research I did on some researchers, especially Robert Ross, some others. I looked at the Council of Foreign Relations and those that were members of it, and it was just absolutely had to sit down. Right here, William Owens, John Shalashkavili, Colin Powell, another bloodline Illuminati, you heard me right, William Crow, John Vassy, David Charles Jones, General Maxwell Taylor, General Lehman Lemitzitzer, something or other, this goes on and on. What's the point? Point is, these are all members of the Council of Foreign Relations. Robert Patterson, Henry Stimson, Dwight Davis, all the Joint Chief of Staff. I got a list of them here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 or 9 of them are members of the Council of Foreign Relations. So we got a little bit of a problem here. You see. A little bit of a problem. Family goes all the way down. Defense Department, Air Force, Naval Operations. I mean, I got like over 150 or so, give or take, about 100. Oh, my gosh. It goes on and on. And I've got names here. Admirals, Chiefs of Staffs, Deputy Assistant Secretaries. I got the names. And all these, Major Generals, Brigadier Generals, Defense Departments, Captains even, Commandants. Charles Krulak was a member of the Council of Foreign Relations. Hey, Marines, how about that? Carl Mundy. What are y'all doing? What's going on? Why are they doing this? Why are they killing our own troops? I got the list right here. Who's who of the elites? Members of the Bilderbergers, Council of Foreign Relations, Trilateral Commission. Now, so when your Tea Party guys and your Oath Keepers and militia guys and all those, we got to defeat the New World Order. We got to go out and fight them. Okay, well, my question is there, fella, who are you going to fight? Really? We're going to defeat the New World Order. Really? Well, tell me exactly, in your situation, mission, execution, command, signal, in your situation and your mission, situation, you got friendly and enemy. Well, who is your enemy exactly? You better know who they are. You know who the friendlies are, not too many. But the enemy, you got your own troops. You got your own generals of the Council of Foreign Relations that determines U.S. policy. They are your enemy. So, well, we know that, so we're going to defeat them. Really? Who are you going to put there in place? I can't wait for that one. Who are you going to put in place? Are you going to reset the entire government, including Europe, too? Who do you think owns the Air Force, Navy, Special Forces? They're secret society members. Who do you think their loyalty is? It's going to split up us up again. Another civil war. Man, just go for it. Just go on. People that dumb, go ahead. Waiting on four blood moons? There's no such thing as four blood moons. That's another lie. Family, Jesus Christ is the only way. And prayer is the only answer. Are people going to do it? Nah. Highly doubt it. Some will. I've been saying it over and over and over. 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. We haven't won a war in our history. We've won the battles, but we've always lost the war behind the scenes. Every single war, because the secret society members did bargainings behind our backs. Every war, from 1700s to 1812 to 1860, 1897, 1917, 1941, they planned that one. FDR, Churchill, and the Japanese elite planned Pearl Harbor in the 1920s. They know about it? Yeah, they know about it. They should know about it. They planned it. That's correct. Absolutely correct. Using instant Yamamoto as a go-between. They planned this. I already talked about the Korean War, Vietnam War, the Iraq War. Family, they're doing it behind our backs with a false call of patriotism and all that. Oh, by the way, remember they have an enemy every war or whatever? Okay. So communism ended. Reagan said, Gorbachev, tear down that wall. See, remember, Reagan is an actor like Ventura, another liar. You got actors. They're actors. You understand this? Actors. Hollywood, yeah, and the Freemasons and Knights of Malta, you know, a little bit of a problem there, you know, yeah. I know it's not a problem, huh, for some people. They're actors, nothing more than actors. That should be a red flag right quick. Gorbachev, tear down that wall. Well, now, Reagan admitted he lied on TV, on the TV, nation, address to the nation. Iran-Contra, the Iran-Contra affair, the weapons down there. They're getting ready to invade the United States in the 1980s. And our Knights of Malta and CFR was going to aid them. That's still coming, by the way. Y'all just going to sit there. That's what they're doing. And you Freemasons, you're being used like an old tire. Retread, retread, retread. They're going to kill you. They're going to throw you away and burn you. It's going to happen. When? Don't know. But it doesn't matter. If you die tomorrow and you're taking a blood oath, you're going to hell. You can help all the little old widows all you want. You can go down to the rest home and help people and whatever. You can help little old ladies across the street, do whatever you want to do. It's not going to get you out of hell because you've not renounced the blood oath. That's a fact. Look it up yourself. Check it out. Now, I know I'm not making too many friends, but I'm not here to make friends. I'm here to tell you the truth. And then I expect you not to believe me and check it out yourself and challenge it. That's what you do. You try it yourself. And then you challenge it. You find out your own self. Think on your own. Don't trust anything you hear on TV. But challenge everything. Always. Don't be lazy. Now, steps to a new world order. I probably going to run into it tomorrow, too, with what I'm going to talk about. I'm going to do it all week long and give you some new stuff along the way and whatever. And just kind of break it down for you. What they're trying to hide today is the truth about secret societies. What they're trying to hide today is a lion council of foreign relations of Jesuits. Remember when I got off track, sorry, I apologize. Reagan was to tear down that wall, communism, right? Well, we need an enemy. When you get rid of communism, which never really happened, you need an enemy to bring people together so they'll fight and all this. Well, now you know what it was. It was Islamic fundamentalism. And I've told you about that many times, how we moved the Mujahideen from Afghanistan, working with CIA, working with ISI, Iranian intelligence, Saudi, and Turkish intelligence, working together to move 10,000 Mujahideen into Bosnia. Here we go. They started cranking up Obama. Oh, sorry. That Freudian slip. Osama bin Laden. Bin Laden. Yeah. He died in December 2001. So this shooter, he may have shot somebody, but it wasn't bin Laden. Man, there are more lies going on today. More lies than you can imagine on this TV. Now, this sounds negative, don't it? It's not negative. It's opening up the... Open up this ball of wax, man, exposing the middle. It's cracking that egg open. That's what I like to do. Well, so now we got the Islamic fundamentalism. Here we go. So now it's Islam. Everybody working together at the highest level to create this fictitious alternate enemy, Al-Qaeda. And now ISIS. It's all fictitious. Are they enemy? Oh, yeah. They're killing people? Yeah. It was conducted by the intelligence agencies working together to create your false enemy, to galvanize, to control, and for plausible deniability, to bring us to a new world order. And it will eventually end up being World War III. Not yet. We're not there yet. The last enemy that they're setting up, I'm not going to go in detail on this right now. I probably will later on this week. But the last enemy after Islam, and this fake war on terror is over, it will accumulate into a war from extraterrestrial nature. It will be a lie. Now, I may talk about that this week, the lie about the extraterrestrial invasion and all that other nonsense. Family, they've been setting this thing up since 1897. John Dewey, 1917. Orson Welles, 1938, just to test and poke you. science fiction movies, TV, all this sort of thing. NASA, they're Freemasons. All of them at NASA is Freemasons. Von Braun, 1945, 1950, to show us that space travel is possible. NASA proves it. How come they destroyed this space research program? Yeah, even sacrificed some of our own astronauts by design. Now, recently he said, well, you rich guys, you can't go out anymore because our space program is kind of failing. He had no kid. They want to fail because they know they're a bunch of liars. That's why. So they have to have reasons to stop it. Notice that. How about that? The last threat is going to be extraterrestrial. And this, Bill Cooper talked about this. And the threat to the world will bring people together to fight this enemy, which would be Illuminati, reptilians or whatever nonsense they're going to come up with. And the good guys are going to come in and swoop down like in some movie script, and we're going to think they're heroes. So now, let's go back to an hour ago. Which witch is evil? The bad witch with the long nose, little pointy wart on the end of it, and a black hat? Is that the evil one? Or is it the good witch that's the good witch of the north? Hello, Dorothy. Oh, click your heels three times. Oh, I'm the good witch because I'm blonde hair, blue-eyed, and I have a nice-looking dress that looks like I'm going to get it wedded down to. And I got a little star here. That's a pentagram, by the way. And my wand. So I must be good. Wrong. Witch is witch is witch. End of story. You see? That's how they do it. It's called the Hegelian dialectic. They present you the evil. Well, this must be the good. That's the trick they use. It works every time. Why not use it, right? Family, this is a supernatural war that we're in. Prayer works. Faith. Coming together, not fighting each other. And going against this, and I don't mean by revolution, that plays right into their hands as it has since 1700s. Steps to the New World Order. Now, I've said this before. I can't help this. I've said it before, and I'll say it again and again and again. I'm not going to send your boys to... No, that's that liar Roosevelt. That's another story. I can prove everything I tell you to. As I've said it over and over and over, there's five steps that they've... basic steps of to the New World Order. I'm not going to go in detail, but I'm going to give you the five. And then we'll go into their steps in another way. What they started planning in their five-step program with focus was 1945. The following, I quote, a five-step program designed to change the world. Number one, I call it the five D's. Demolish the foundations of biblical morality. So now, before I go any further with the news, with some other steps I'm going to tell you, focus on this and think of the ways that they're doing today using NAACP, ACLU, all these other organizations to attack biblical morality. Same-sex marriage. See, you start putting it like a puzzle. Y'all do, here we go. So consider this to be five colors. And when you do a cross jigsaw puzzle, which I don't do, but I watch people do it, they start pulling out the colors, and they look at the box, and they see where the colors are, and I guess they put them in different parts of the board. And then when they get them all there, then they go to that area, that colors, and they start putting the little pieces of puzzle in and so forth. Me, if it don't fit, I just take me a razor blade and cut it and make it fit. Anyway, so you got that going, right? And so that's the way of puzzle. Now do the same thing. So when I say demolish the foundations of biblical morality, start thinking on your own what is going on today in the law, what's going on today in events orchestrated that would fit this step, because that's exactly what they're doing. Okay, that being said, demolish the foundations of biblical morality, same-sex marriage, child euthanasia, it's going on up in, trying to get that passed in Oregon, getting rid of the Ten Commandments, the NAACP, ACLU. Oh, hell, they all worked for the same group. Trying to get rid of the Ten Commandments, using federal court, which are full of Freemasons, and so forth. You got it? demolish the foundations of biblical morality, making abortions legal, making drugs legal. Death with Dignity Act, so you can kill yourself legally. You get the idea? Now, number two, dismantle the family, patriotism, and individual liberty. That's number two step. So when they have the same-sex marriage, it does two at one time. It helps to demolish biblical morality. It will dismantle the family. No kidding. Hey, Johnny, I want you to meet my father. You what? No, this is my mother. Who? Yes, my mother, and that's my mother. Oh. Okay. That's a little bit of a problem. Because that's not God's plan. So it's going to go against the individual, even though they pretend to accept it. There's something inside them that says, ouch, something's not working. That certainly is going to curb the population growth, I would think. God never intended it. So it dismantles the family. It demolishes the foundation of biblical morality. And they know this. Who plans it? Bilderberg, Trilateral Commission, UN. You got it? Council of Foreign Relations. And they put these steps in place. To do it, they come up with organizations they form through the Rockefellers or Ford Foundation or Carnegie will fund these organizations, train their activists like Gloria Steinem, and say, now go get them, Gloria. And here comes their trained activists. They start forming women. Women, you tired of this? You tired of that? And they say, yeah, we are. The blacks do the same thing. And the white boys, you do the same darn thing. Bundy Ranch, huh? Yep, you see, white against white. Black against white, black against Hispanic, and y'all just, and men against women, man, y'all falling for it, hook, line, and sneaker. Every single time. Dismantle the family. Dismantle patriotism and individual liberty. This is their agenda. Dismantle patriotism. I already talked about that. And how they're doing it. That started in 1960, actually. To dismantle patriotism. Number three. Discard the Constitution and the Republic which is established. That was done in 1938. Actually going back to 1860. We've been under the facade that we actually have a Constitution. We never have had. It's been on paper. But it's never meant to be carried out, ever. I got a quote from FDR confirming this. March 4th, 1939. Loads of evidence. And so your Tea Parties all meet. They do their rah, 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 their oath of, you know, say the oath of allegiance and all this, you know, all this patriotic stuff and all that. And they don't realize it's for nothing because they've already gotten rid of the Constitution a long time ago. Now, I'm not giving you details right now because I got to keep focused on what I'm talking about here. But if you look it up, you can find it. If not, I can point in the right direction. But I'm sure if I can find it, you can. They've already done it. It's already done. The Constitution has been gone a long time. They just have it as a facade to operate under this facade to keep you placated. Now, number three was discard the Constitution, Republic, which is established. See, they brought us the Constitution in the 1700s, the Jesuits did, to control us. Just like the Atlantic Charter and the Magna Carta. Our Constitution, Declaration of Independence, was based after the Magna Carta by the same group, you understand this, carried down through the generations, all the way to the Atlantic Charter. Yeah, this is truth. I got it documented. Science of Christ, Harold Balliaz, it's an Illuminati textbook. Few people know about that outside the Illuminati. And they brought us the Constitution. They brought us the Declaration of Independence, designed to start war. And designed to control people, and it did perfectly. So they set up the Constitution, to placate us, and always have undermined it ever since. Okay, number one, demolish the foundations of biblical morality. Number two, dismantle the family, patriotism, individual liberty. Number three, discard the Constitution, republic which is established. Number four, destroy the American free enterprise system. Oh, that's been done a long time ago. Bretton Woods, Federal Reserve, I have to tell you about that one, surely not. Fiat money, the discussion between Colonel Mandel House and Woodrow Wilson about how they're going to set up the social insurance and not tell Americans about it. Abraham Lincoln that took us off the, I'm wrong, FDR that took us off the gold standard. What a sneak. Absolutely. It wasn't Nixon, it was FDR. And it's all done behind our backs and not told our family members. And nobody else ever paid attention one day to find out about it. And I already mentioned to you the organization of the Council of Foreign Relations is just mind-boggling. It's unbelievable. And so when old Cletus there says, we're going to defeat the New World Order, I've always asked him, who are you going to defeat? Who are you actually going to go after? Do you have your enemy identified exactly? And how are you going to do it? That's a big... Yeah. I have to deal with reality. And you know, this, yeah, rah, rah, rah stuff, don't get it. Destroy the American free enterprise system. It's already been done. China bought our debt, about 33%. It's just, it's a mess. Number five, direct our attention toward the United Nations, which will drag and, if necessary, drug us into a global government for which it's established. Now, United Nations is the New World Order. It came from the League of Nations, which they tried then. It failed. Now, demolish the foundations of biblical morality. Dismantle the family, patriotism, individual liberty. Discard the Constitution. Destroy the American free enterprise system. And direct our attention to the United Nations, which is a New World Order. Now, that being said, see if this matches. Secular humanism and Marxism, Leninism, deny the existence of God. Check. Deny the existence of a soul. Check. Deny the existence of any absolute moral laws. Check, check. That's why they're going to get rid of the prisons. They will be eliminated. They don't tell you about that. It's coming. Deny the existence of any inalienable rights, including the rights guaranteed to us by the U.S. Constitution. Oh, well, nailed that one, huh? Deny the sanctity of individual human life. There comes in Death with Dignity Act, child euthanasia, abortion being legalized. You see? So they convince you to kill yourselves, make it look like it's voluntary. Human life is nothing. Yet they're going to fool the felons to say we're going to get rid of the death penalty, while at the same time deny the sanctity of individual human life. Hey, felons, they're lying to you. They claim they can only be successful in creating their utopia by establishing a world government or new world order. Now, you love the last one here. Quote, they believe the traditional family must be eliminated in order to obtain world peace. Because they come to views, when you have a family, they are controlled by a family structure with values, etc. So you destroy that family by the means I've already talked about. Then you destroy the country. This is a strategy they use. It's fact. Vladimir Lenin. To destroy a country, destroy the family. So they sit down at the round table and discussed Bilderberg, Club of Rome, Trilateral Commission, etc. How do we destroy, beginning in 1945, how do we now destroy the American family so we can now destroy the country and bring us under a new world order? There's where your Council of Foreign Relations is headed toward. And this is made up of real admirals, generals, CEOs, ambassadors, presidents, congressmen of both sides. They cause us to fight each other. White on white, Bundy Ranch. That's dumb. And then they create these racial instances. Some are hoaxes, some are real. And so the black will fight the white will fight the black. Then they cause black and the Hispanic to fight, and they all just doing it. And they create these organizations, KKK, Aryan Nation, Black Panthers, the organization, a movement to galvanize that culture to fight each other. It works every single time. Now, to show you the continuity of what I'm talking about, brought Chisholm, C-H-I-S-O-L-M, who was director of the United Nations World Health Organization. He expressed a typical globalist view when he stated globalist trilateral commission, role of Institute of National Affairs, Council of Foreign Relations, trilateral commission, Club of Rome, UN. You got it? Okay. He says, and I quote, in 1948 to 1953, when they started this operation, he confirms it. He said, I quote, "To achieve world government, it is necessary to remove from the minds of men," and watch this list, "their individualism, loyalty to family tradition, national patriotism, and religious dogmas," unquote. That's back in 1948-53. You say, well, that was then. That was 50 years ago or 60 years ago. No, 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 no. This plan lasts until and is continuing on 24th of November 2014. You got it? This plan's never stopped. Now, when I was gone this past 4 days, wherever I went, I tend to talk about this on occasion. Now, some people don't like it. Anyway, the place I went to, I started talking about it, and one guy said, "Man, would you stop talking about that? You're messing up my karma." Another person I talked to said, "Oh, that's interesting. I know about it, and we talked about it." Here's my point. The one I want to talk to knew a lot about this. He worked for GE. He is there just a drinking, carrying on, did not want to talk about it, but knew a lot about it. He looked at me, "Man, quit talking about this stuff. You're messing up my karma." I know. And he started playing this role of, you know, good, happy boy Jack or whatever. You know why this is? And there's others of the same kind of attitude. I can't do anything about it, so I'm not going to think about it. You see. If I can't do anything about it, I don't want to think about it. Now, let me tell you how that happened. I can tell you exactly how it happened. All right? Quote, that the Illuminati, quote, what am I quoting? I'm quoting "The Red Fog Over America" by William G. Carr, 1955. Check this out. 1955, by the way. And this, listen, this Illuminati plan, it goes back to 1700s. Carried through to today. You understand this? From generation to generation? Here's what they wrote in Article 5, Paragraph 11 of what they call the scheme. Hey, check this out. Quote, that the Illuminati fear personal initiative is proved by what they say in Article 5, Paragraph 11 of the scheme. Then we'll quote it. Begin quote. There's nothing more dangerous than personal initiative. If it has genius behind it, such initiative can do more than can be done by millions of people among whom, listen, we have sown discord. We must so direct the education of the Goyim, that means that's us, communities, that whenever they come upon a matter requiring initiative, they may drop their hands in despairing impotence. Unquote. Here's one method to how they did it. Article 9, quote, paragraph 9. in order not to annihilate the institutions of the Goyim. Before it's time, we have touched them with craft and have taken hold of the ends of the springs which move their mechanism. These springs lay in a strict but just sense of order. We have replaced them by the chaotic license of liberalism. We've got our hands in the administration of the law, in the conduct of elections, in the press, in the liberty of the person, but principally in the education and training as being the cornerstone of a free existence, unquote. That's what's going on today. And they keep us busy with the Fukushimas, with shootings of black and white, of Bundy Ranch. They keep us all busy. Busy, 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 fighting each other. But now you go ahead and go. You keep doing it there. Keep busy until they finally come up. And they say, oh, we have a new world order. Fall in line or die. It'll be going to be too late then. I'm not really talking about stopping it, because Jesus Christ will be the one to stop it. I'm talking about the opportunity that you can take, not to stop it. It'd be nice if you did, but to delay it. And number two, to witness to others about the love of Jesus, so they'll take Jesus Christ as their Savior. That's the trick. That is the purpose. Not to say, I just can't do anything about it. I won't talk about it. Perhaps another beer here. Oh, yeah. Did you see that game the other day? Oh, yeah. Did you see that ball pass? Oh, yeah. Who gives a hoot? When your country's falling apart, when your family's being destroyed, when your soul is going to hell, who gives a hoot about a football game? Football game's going to be over after four quarters. It's over. Now what? But here's the deal, though. Here's the deal. Before I throw too much at you, let me tell you something else. They have lost this war. They've lost it already. It's like on a Saturday morning, you had a Friday night game, and Saturday morning y'all get together. You've already lost the game. You lost it last night, Friday. So Saturday morning y'all get the game. You start saying, let's go and let's win the game. What do you mean win the game? It's played last night. Yeah, but we're still going to win it. Well, that's the Illuminati. That's the Jesuits. That's the Freemasons. Because, family, Jesus Christ won this already on the cross of Calvary. It's done. All we're talking about now, the casualties of those who reject Jesus. They have lost already. Jesus Christ, the creator of this universe, is not going to be defeated. It's already done. He's already won. See, so what they need to do to make sure you don't know this is to cause you to have fear every step of the way. If they got fear in you, you've lost your faith in Jesus. They don't want you connecting the dots. You know, that's why they have this Jenry. Okay, I talk about religion, maybe, or spiritualism, so I need to be on another radio network somewhere. But I want to talk about politics. Okay, well, we'll do that on this network over here. Talk about politics. Over here, we talk about food. You know, over here, we talk about sports. Yeah. Over here, we're going to talk about, religion. Okay. And over here, we talk about plants, you know, that stuff. Keep it all divided. You see what they've done? So you won't connect the dots. Isn't that sneaky? Woohoo, isn't that sneaky? Because, family, a balanced program to tell you about what's really going on is going to talk about the education that they've controlled, the philosophy, which is a bunch of baloney, a worthless course in college, but philosophy, the religion, number three, science, literally, I'm hitting it all, the arts, acting, painting, music, all that, arts, politics, and the finance. They control literally those seven rays, ashram rays they call them, with milestones, objectives, concepts of operation, those seven areas. So now let's keep them separate so you will never be able to connect the dots. Keep y'all fighting each other where you're so discord, you'll never figure it out until they finally sneak up on you and then slam dunk you like a fly swatter on a little old fly. Well, God's got a bigger fly swatter, and he's already done it. You understand? He did it a long time ago. So when you go back to these, you wonder, you really wonder. I mean, I can tell you this stuff, right? And I can prove it, all of it. So if I can do it, just a little country boy here, if I can do it, how come a rear admiral, I wonder why they call him a rear admiral. Anyway, a rear admiral, how come they can't do that? How come they can't figure out what I'm talking about now? How come they can't figure out when they take a oath of the Knights of Malta that this is something that isn't right here? Could it be that maybe they want to keep their rank and they want to lose their retirement or don't want to get blown out of the sky when they try to take down their CH-46 or their aircraft to kill them because they're trying to go public against the Illuminati? Would it be maybe because of that? Or would it be because they show them this humongous list of people? Oh, it's long. At the Bilderberg CFR Trilateral Commission, we've got control of it. Now, whose side are you on? Because they've lost their faith and they still go to church? Something's wrong there. Because they show them what I'm telling you today and other days I've told you about how massive this really is. And they just throw their hands. Now, here we go. You ready? In total helplessness, I might as well join it. They just give up. In total helplessness. It's too massive for me to beat it, so I might as well join it. So they take the blood oath. They go ahead and sacrifice their own troops, and they brief the Council of Foreign Relations. They all maybe have barbecues together, or maybe they'll have a cup of coffee or drink or something after the meetings and slap each other on the back, go to the golf course. In the meantime, they're murdering our troops. Setting up with wars that never should happen. To make sure we head to the New World Order. So they'll be in control. If I can't beat it, might as well join it. Well, they've already lost. Only way they have to redeem their soul is to get out of this thing. Oh, they'll lose their position. They might lose their, you know, their earthly rewards and all that. But would you rather lose that now than lose your soul for eternity? That's not a trick question. Because that's exactly what you're doing. And that's a fact. If you think that Satan, who controls this agenda through the secret societies, Illuminati, the Vatican, and those seven areas I mentioned, family, he's already lost. You think he can beat the creator of this universe? I tell you, got another thing coming. But in the meantime, he's going to keep us all busy, tied up, showing discord until the time they're going to pull this through. And guess who's holding them back? God is. Because even look at every war, every conflict, they've tried to bring it to fruition. Notice they haven't already. Not publicly, anyway. Family, what I try to do in all my broadcasts, and sometimes I do repeat myself, is I reemphasize their agenda, their concept of operation, and to show you where they're going to fail. Because they've already failed. Don't let them put fear in you. Now, is hard times coming? Yeah, it's coming. You think they're going to get away with the massacre of children every year? 500,000 are missing and unaccounted for. Out of 750,000, they account for 250, give or take, every year. They find them some way or another, or count where they are. But 500,000 children are missing every year, unaccounted for. And where they go would absolutely horrify you. Now, you don't think God's going to judge? You got to be kidding me. Who's talking about that? Well, we have a tyrannical government that sees eyes everywhere. Do we now? Do tell. And how come we're not accounting for every one of these children then, by the way? How come Child Protective Service is not doing their job? But they are doing the job for the Council of Foreign Relations. They are doing the job for their Satan leaders of collecting children for the use of the CIA, Pentagon, other places. They're going to use those children, family. You don't think God... Here's the point. The point is, these wars they've conducted in this country, led by the Jesuits, the death that we've caused, the conflicts being created in this country, you think we're led by God? Hardly not. No, we're not. Not at all. You think God would promote it? No. We're a blessed nation. We're a blessed nation. Blessed by who is the question. The money symbols on our dollar bill is all a cult. Satanic. Every bit of it. D.C. is a cult. Satanic. Every bit of it. 500,000 children unaccounted for. Ritualistic death. We're putting up child euthanasia in Oregon. Since 1994, they haven't done it, but they're coming around to it. And we're blessed by God? Something's wrong here. God's not sleeping. He don't sleep on the job. So something is not quite right. And our founding fathers were deists, not theists. They were deists. Now, Europe's not at all much better. Matter of fact, we work with Europe and the other. They're no better than any. Israel? You got to be kidding me. That's a fake Israel, too, by the way. Hagee should take a lesson to learn that. Because the Star of David is a hexagram. It's used in witchcraft. It's not the Star of David at all. It's the crest of Solomon. After he turned bad. It's using witchcraft to summon demonic entities for possession. And our pentagram on the stars, it's called the Stars and Stripes. Family, I love my country. I joined the Marine Corps to fight for my country in the 1970s and 80s. Whether I did or went to war or not, it's not the point. The point is that I joined it for that reason and that reason alone. There's no other reason I joined the Marines, but only to fight. That's the only reason I went in. But I have to tell you the truth. I have to point this out. Because you need to know what you're really dealing with. And God put on my heart this past week or so and to bring out as much as I possibly can. Showing you how this is being orchestrated around you. Maybe it'll touch somebody. Maybe somebody in some position will say, wait, let's stop this mess. What mess am I talking about? Well, specifically Bundy Ranch. Remember I keep saying for the past hour and a half, white on white, right? So you got Bundy, militia, you know, the militia, the ranchers, the fight the New World Order. Then over here you got the Border Patrol, you got the police, you got the military, all that. And so the white on white, here you go. Boom, bam. Bundy Ranch. Bundy's are Illuminati. This is really, really driving me crazy. And they're not catching it. Man, they're not getting it. They're trying to see if you're all going to stir up. They're trying to make it racial. Trying to make us all so discord against us all. And everybody's just falling in line with it. If you don't, you're a coward. Are you for America or not? See, that's the little jingles they use to poke you a little bit and make you feel guilty. Cash in on the guilt. They're trained to do that, you know. Well, I like to upset apple carts sometimes. Kind of do something different and go against the whole grain to reveal truth. Now, there's so many steps in this. Programs, agendas. Sometimes you don't know where to even start. Now, what I've told you so far, and I'll continue this on tomorrow also. I got 30 more minutes to go. Let's go over these articles and see where it all fits. I just picked them randomly, okay? So I'm going to go through the news and just see where all this fits. How about that? Let's just go for it and see what happens. So here we got, the doomsday pope warns man's greed will destroy the world. Doomsday pope. See, all three popes are Jesuits. That's correct. Pope Francis is a Jesuit. That's a murderer. Look up the quote. Look up the blood oath of a Jesuit and you tell me. I'll say it and not drop a hat. Jesuits have set up every war. He is a Jesuit. Man, Castro was a 7-year Jesuit. Billy Graham's a Jesuit. 33-degree Mason. Family, we've been taken for a hoopty-la. By religious leaders, by political leaders, actors. They work for Illuminati. Gosh almighty. When people going to wake up, man? Golly Pete, then you can run away if you want to. Man, you're messing up my karma. Well, go on ahead. But your karma is going to get put on ice cream, man, and somebody else is going to eat it. It ain't going to be you. To heck with your karma and get with reality, you see. There's no such thing as karma anyway. Only thing about karma is somebody maybe you might know the name of karma. Anyway, there's no such thing as karma. It's baloney. The doomsday pope warns man's greed will destroy the world. Well, now, if the Jesuits would stop murdering people, that might be a first start right there. And he's a Jesuit. Well, Tom, you said there were three. Oh, I did, didn't I? The black pope is Dolfo Nicholas. He handles the disassemblers, the training of the murderers called the Jesuits. That's why he called the Black Pope. He handles the Jesuits. He trains them. And the Gray Pope. You mix up black and white, you get gray, right? Well, they got a Gray Pope. His name is Pepe Orsini. And Pepe Orsini, friends, family members, ladies and gentlemen, Orsini is Italian, it's not Jew. Orsini is one of the members of the inner Illuminati families of Italians. The real Illuminati. Insiders. Yeah, that's correct. That's the connection from the Illuminati to the Vatican. Yeah. It's called plausible deniability. Then your outer core of your Illuminati is your Rockefellers and Rothschilds and all these guys that you hear about. Bundys, oh yeah.
I talked about the economics and finance. They may pull a financial Mageddon. I made up my own word there. They got to crash the dollar eventually. I don't know if it's going to be a fake World War III or a financial crash, something to cause chaos, put us on edge. When? I don't know when. I don't really worry about it when. When they do it, they're going to do it. When they do it, you'll know it. It's going to hit your hometown. Then just deal with it as it comes along. How are you going to deal with it? You better start praying. I start praying now. If I was you, I take Jesus Christ as Savior, renounce that blood oath, and do it now. Don't wait. But this Pope here says something interesting. Pope Francis warned Thursday that planet Earth, would not forgive the abuse of its resources for profit. Really. Urging the world leaders to rein in their greed and help the hungry, or risk a doomsday scenario in which nature would exact revenge. He says something else very interesting, this Argentina Pope. He says, quote, God always forgives, but the earth does not, unquote. Family, all this is New Age nonsense. God forgives, but the earth doesn't? And this is what? It's like, what are you talking about? You wonder what this Pope is smoking. It's no gray smoke or black smoke coming out of the stack there at the Vatican. This already been done, right? So I don't know what he's smoking now. Planet Earth is going to do what? Exact revenge, and God's going to forgive, and the Earth won't. Family, you got a lot of mess coming down the pike here. He's interjecting, for sneaky-like, what Victoria Osteen did 2-3 weeks ago, a New Age philosophy thinking, philosophical thinking. Very tricky, isn't it? Remember, he's a Jesuit. He's a disassembler. I can't believe a Pope would make that comment. Also, the New World Order is seeking control of the Earth's water. Man, I had someone tell me this back in 1989. A lady that worked at Red Cross, she's about her 70s back then. She rode a motorcycle, man. And she did CPR and taught us how to do CPR and all that in Arlington, Virginia. Oh, 87, about 88, 89. She said, Tom, it's going to be about water. You wait, it's going to be about water. We talked about the end times events back then. What was that? That was like, oh my gosh, like 20 years ago or something. She's saying, Thomas, it's going to be about water, not oil. Well, it's coming up. It's all about water. That's how they control people, by the food and water. Chinese owns 33% of our interest, our debt. You can guarantee they're looking right at the Great Lakes. Take that water out. Control that water. You see. Distribution of wealth. I'm not really up on that right now. A redistribution of wealth is going to be your global reset. But family, they own it anyway. And the whole idea is to reduce population. So you got to worry about debt. You know, you're not going to be alive. But that's the point. You're going to die eventually anyway. So everybody's afraid of death, right? Well, you're going to die. So if you're always afraid of death, you're always afraid. Death is going to come, one way or the other. Except Jesus said at one time that there will be some that will not taste death. Huh? It's called a rapture. And nobody knows when that's going to be anyway. So no use even arguing about it because nobody ever knows when it's going to happen. But there'll be some to not taste death. Even Jesus says that. That's called the rapture. But in the normal scheme of things, you're going to die either by accident, God forbid, or by old age. But you are going to die. The physical death, either way you look at it. So why fear something that's going to happen? Why not secure? You got life insurance, right? Why not eternity insurance? Eternity insurance. That's free. It's already paid for. You have to pay life insurance. And you won't be able to enjoy it anyway when you're dead, for goodness sakes, alive. You know. So, eternity insurance is future forever. So now that's where religion comes in. Well, that's what you believe. I believe that once you die, you're annihilated. You no longer exist. Says who? It says who? Who says that? Where did that come from? Universalism. Swedenborg. He's dead. I guess he found out. In any case, all this is heresy. Heretical teaching. Once you're alive, you stay alive. Your body goes to the dirt. Your soul and your spirit goes to heaven or goes to hell. And there's nothing you can do about it. You got to do it before your death. Because this is our testing ground. This here on earth is your apple or pomegranate, whatever it was in the Garden of Eden. This is your test right now. About your test of your free will. Adam and Eve, they failed. Satan on the supernatural level, he failed too. Fallen angels, they failed. It's called the flood. That was a big fail. The whole culture of mankind was corrupted. Giants, men of renown, death continually. And each time they had this evil in the before the flood, that death, that evil would feed into the fallen angels and give them life in their bodies, you see, by alchemy. The evil creates some kind of energy. I don't know how that works exactly. It's alchemy. That's why they need evil. They need death and human sacrifice, because that way they can manifest into this realm. Now, some of you, that may be a bit much, but others that's listened to me quite a long time, you know we're talking about physical alchemy. And the fallen angels, sons of God, taking on physical form. That's how they do it. The life force that's released from human sacrifice, death, wars, they absorb somehow or another energy, quantum physics, and they achieve a physical body. So that must sow discord. They must have mankind to fight each other, and somehow they absorb that energy. Now, I want to go too detail on this, because that starts getting into the New Age nonsense, but it does work. It does work. And they know these secrets. That's why they take a blood oath of secrecy. So you can't figure this out. See how that works? That's the big royal secret part of it. Now you know why they promulgate wars. Sacrifice children. Death with Dignity Act. That's the bigger picture. Human depopulation. That's the whole trick. You know, in November the 20th, that was 4 days ago. A Long Island third grader. CBS. This is CBS News report. This is not some little tabloid. I go searching for a tabloid. The Globe or whatever. This is CBS News. A Long Island third grader had been banned from attending her public school in Miller Place because of a vaccine dispute. I'd rather be at school. I miss my friends. Cecil McNillis, 8 years old, told CBS New York. What? What's going on here? You got an 8 year old talking to CBS, telling them, I want to go back to school. Okay, little girl, let's interview you and put you on national TV. A little bit of teaching going on here. See, an issue at that state health department, worried about potential whooping cough outbreaks, is now requiring any student who didn't complete the tetanus, diphtheria, pertussis vaccine series by age 6 to get the booster shot or stay home from school. It's not that simple. Because local physicians, due to a conflict between government agencies, of course, the FDA approves the Tdap booster only for kids 10 and over. So, while the state follows CDC guidelines, which recommends a booster for ages 7 to 10. They're playing games here. I think it's a time for the national defense, International Rights of the Child, don't you? That treaty that takes control of your children once you get it signed in the Congress? Yeah. That's part of this little scheme they're pulling off here. That's one little small part of it. You take care of your children by promoting with your congressman to sign this International Rights of the Child. Well, once you do that, the UN has your children and they own them. It's never signed in 1989, and it shouldn't be signed now. And your congressman, once they've been whoever it is this time, will be pushed one way or another to get it signed. And once it's signed, to protect your children, it will take your children. They haven't told you that yet. So they got to show you on the news daily. And they'll use this in their promotion when they're speaking in Congress. They'll use some of these cases and instances and use them as statistics to justify the signing of International Rights of the Child. You see? This is the trick they're pulling. Now I'm going to throw something else at you. Watch this. Oh, they're tricky. They are tricky, tricky, tricky. Just like Nixon. Tricky dicky. Here's what they're going to do. In Oregon, look it up. In Oregon, they're pushing the Child Euthanasia Act. Right to Die with Dignity Act thing going on. in Texas, too. They've already accomplished it in Belgium as a model. It's already been put into effect that children under the age of 18 can kill themselves. Really what it boils down to. And you can't stop it. And in London, a judge sided with a mother who had a disabled child. She listed all these things that was a problem for her child. And the judge approved it and said, okay, you can kill your child with Right with Dignity Act. Right with Dignity. Die with Dignity. Whatever. So they got to have a present set. And she did. Took a child 14 days to die. What is wrong with people? Anyway, so now you're still doing it. Americans are going to do it in Oregon, where the witches are getting down on it, man. They are doing all their seances and all their rituals to get this thing passed. And in Texas, you see. So once they do that, and your child can then kill themselves legally, then they'll pass or use the Child Protection Act with the UN, and that's your rights of child, and they'll be able to allow that child to kill themselves, and you can't stop it. But it won't just focus on disabilities. See, that's the other part they're not telling you. Have to do with ADHD, because the drugs will mess their minds up enough to where they will be able to not have good judgment and will want to die. Families are committing suicide already. All they're trying to do is legalize child suicide. Families are already committing suicide, for God's sake. And what they're trying to do now is make it legal that you can't stop it, and they can do it anytime they want to. They go to counselors who's going to point them in that direction. You understand this? They can have a 20-minute, or is it 10-minute? 10-minute session with their counselor, and you can't be there. That's what they're headed toward. I see it coming. And the Obamacare. I keep track of this stuff every day. Doggone it. And you Freemasons, they're going to take your kids too. You understand this? So you got these Jesus camps out here. CIA training ground. To love Jesus? No. The brainwashing groups. That's what they're for. Under the guise of teaching them how to love God and to Jesus. It's not what that is at all. Not at all. It's mind washing, brainwashing going on. Parents just going right along with it. Just going right along. Man, it torques my jaw bad. Sometimes I couldn't even drink Jell-O with a straw. It's so torqued up. Family, something's got to be done. Here's another one. Watch this. November the 21st. Remember I told you about breaking up the family? Internationally your rights of the child? Eliminating the parental control, eliminating the respect you should have for your teachers, which definitely is not there, and police, they're breaking that down now, you see. Get rid of homeschooling, make you two parents work your butts off while we train your kids, bring them here. Okay, that's what's going on exactly. This is pre-planned. Oh, I got evidence. You want to challenge it, man? Go ahead. Oh, please do. Please. Please, somebody challenge it. Oh. Because, a little taste, and my regular listeners have heard me talk about this before, but I won't belabor it. But what I discovered, and regular listeners, just bear with me here, okay? Is a humanist by the name of Charles Francis Potter, 1930. Before a lot of us was even born, the humanists, Illuminati, they were claiming victory at the conquest of American public schools. Remember, we talked about this now. How to control education. In 1930, Charles Francis Potter said, and I quote, "Education is thus the most powerful ally of humanism. And every American public school is a school of humanism." Unquote. So now you see why they don't like homeschooling. Now, here's my point. Remember we talked about breaking up the family? Yeah. getting rid of parental, getting rid of your icon, your the respect you have for teachers and police and parents. Yeah. Getting rid of the family structure. Yeah. Well, how about this? Watch this. Oh, these people are good. These people are clever. See, now these articles go out throughout the United States. Not just one place, but all over the United States. Watch this. Cosmopolitan. Mm-hmm. That's all young girls read that. Hey, about that, huh? 18-year-old, 21-year-old. Cosmopolitan Magazine, November 21st, 2014. Check this out. Can your mom be your best female friend, BFF? Now, it shows the article here. It shows a mother drinking a cup of coffee. And it shows her daughter beside her. And there you go. So my mama or my dad, if I, you know, had a, for perspective, is my best friend. Well, no, he's your dad, and your mother is your mother. Your dad's your dad. Your dad's a disciplinarian. Your mother's a caretaker of the family. And they work together to discipline you as a child so you'll respect the family structure. That's how it's supposed to work. It did before 1945. To destroy the country, you destroy the family. So now these are articles are bent on that. I'm not just stretching. This is real. This is the truth. It's focused on the United States primarily. Now it's going out into the other countries too. Feminism, which was funded by the Rockefellers and CIA. That's a fact. Gloria Steinem was designed for this purpose, to break up the family structure. So now let's make your mother your best friend. So where's her parental influence? It's not there. You can't go out today, but you can't go out because last night you came in too late. Now, best friend can't tell you that. Mother can. A daddy can. But not your best friend. Aha. Uh-huh. Now, you may think, some of you may think I'm stretching it. Not at all. Fifteen best things about being close with your mom. Now, see, it all sounds good, don't it? Your best friend is your wife or husband. But the husband's supposed to be head of household. It's supposed to be. That all changed after 1948. 1950 started changing. Now you see how it works? My mother-in-law thinks she's my best friend, unquote. Your parents are not your best friends. Your parents are your leaders. Your parents are your disciplinarians. Your parents are your example, not your best friend. They're changing all that to destroy the family structure. People don't even see it yet. Wow. Oh, by the way, girl banned from the school over vaccine dispute. There's something else more to that, by the way. I forgot to tell you. Not only does it show the International Rights of the Child needs to be signed, but also it does something else. I got to have my kid go to school because we got to work and all this. And want to go to college and all this, so he's got to go to school. So might as well go and get the vaccine. Found the vaccine is going to have, it's got mercury in it. It's got trimisterol, formaldehyde. You want your, that junk in your child. Have you, oh my gosh, have you done the research to find out what HPV does to your children? Hope you don't plan on being a grandparent because it sterilizes them. The vaccines caused the pandemic. The vaccines is the disease. The vaccines with aluminum in it causes Alzheimer's. They wanted to take those vaccines off of bad. So they keep some kids away from school. You can't come in because you don't have the vaccine. Oh, you want the vaccine now? Okay, come here. Bill Gates has already talked about in their meetings about depopulation with vaccines. So when I read this, let's say I had the family and the kids and all this running around, and I read this because I read the news. Girl banned from school. Oh, man. See what how it does? This is throughout the United States. It's one little article can be put in this worldwide or this nationwide magazine or newspaper article, whatever, and 10 bucks to Kalamazoo, Kansas is going to read it. And this it teaches them, get your kids vaccinated. Well, no, you don't. Here you go. You see, this is how they work. This is how they do it. And they lay it all out for you. And can your mom be your best friend? No, she's your mother. These articles, I pull out that is linked up to those five steps I told you all about. And if it was just an isolated, one little one-horse town article, I wouldn't care about it. That's not how they do it. All the media is what they call made viral. They send it to a distribution list throughout the United States. So when you $10 to Kansas or Wisconsin or North Carolina or wherever, it's like teaching them. It's like mind control. All they got to do is have one incident that they're planned out in $10 to Kentucky. Then they'll say, okay, let's get that article out nationwide. Hit it. And it goes out to everybody. And it makes an impression, teaches the whole nation. Because it's from $10 to Kentucky. This is how they do it. You can check it out by doing a copy-paste of the article in your URL bar or your search bar. And you go ahead and see just how many major newspapers and so forth have taken that one article throughout the United States. That's how they do it. The Council of Foreign Relations. Two men are freed after judge dismisses a 1975 Ohio case. Man, they're putting people in that goes back to the 1970s, 1980s with no evidence, right? People removed from the death penalty that was going to die by whatever reason were now found innocent. Well, I just think we ought to get rid of the prisoners, don't you? That's what they want you to think. And the prisoners see this, and they make the best police. And that's what they've been training them for since 2006. That's correct. The police today, they're good cops. They don't know this is happening. Some of them, they're in the precincts and departments, wondering how this one officer became a police officer. Wondering how, but they don't dare say a word. Because that blue protection code thing going on there. These are the ones shooting people. These are the ones that are killing people's dogs by design. Because once they declare a new world order, the North American Union has been formed. Once they do that, they'll start disarming the good cops. It will happen. The prisons will be completely closed down. Under the multi-jurisdictional task force, they'll identify the cops that are on the side. They'll identify Freemasons that are on the same side. They'll identify felons that are not joining the New World Order, and they will kill them. This is their plan. I'm telling you right now, whenever it happens, I don't know what's going to happen, but when it finally takes off, when it has a New World Order, the North American Union is being formed, there'll be a redistribution of wealth. There'll be a separating of the United States. It's been set up since 1972 in separation. The felons will come out of the woodwork. 185,000 plus will be put on uniforms. There will be a national police force. Hitler did it. They tried this as a test case in Hardin, Montana about 3 years ago called the American Police Force. And the felons, Hitler did it. And the felons are obliging to the organization, or excuse me, the country that frees them. So the American felons are freed. They make really good workers, you know. Cops, security, carte blanche, do what you want. Do as you want is a hold of the law. Do as thou wilt. It's a new age thinking. See what's coming? So now they got to show you over and over and over that the system is just not working. Which it isn't. And we'll promote this releasing the felons. Family, our laws must reflect what the Bible says. When they break a law, they go to jail. Secular humanism says, do as thou wilt is the whole of the law. That means you can do anything you want. Karma will get you. Well, I never met karma, not even on a dating site. I don't know about no karma. Because karma ain't going to get nothing. This is their belief. What's going to get them is the judgment of God on them. They're being fooled. Now, this is what's going on. Family, don't trust me. This thing going to be recorded. You go back and bring up what I've talked about and then check it yourself. Oh, by the way. Oh, here we go. Oh, I got to tell you this one before I go. Oh, man, they are hitting all 8 barrels. Quote, teachers starve David necklace, removes child from classroom. A teacher at the East Pennsboro Middle School is now being scrutinized for wearing a necklace with a Star of David after two students reportedly complained about the religious emblem. Now, I don't care either way, but that's not the point. The point is the children are taking control as they want them to. Now, Star of David it's not even religious. It's a witchcraft. Absolutely. That's not the point. The point is the power that they have now. Now they're bringing into effect in school religion and the control that they have. Family, and this article will hit the entire United States. And this is how they're promoting it. This is how they're teaching us. Ankara, Turkey. Erdogan says, is the Turkish president, Erdogan, something like that, women are not equal to men. Ooh, that's hot. Whew, my computer, ooh, hot. Women are not equal to men. Well, we got a problem with that, don't we? Boy, he must not be in America. He must not want to come over here. Islam. That's to stir people up, family. And watch Turkey. They're going to have a women's movement. It's coming. Oh, yeah. They're going to have a march feminism in Turkey. Here we go. Yeah, buddy. That's how they do it. And a mom is charged with trying to kill her baby left in a drain in Australia. Whew, man, I tell you. Bang, bang, bang. Just picking up steam. Family, tomorrow I want to talk about some other issues and other steps that they've done. How they destroy the family. And family, it's not about getting it back so much as it is about praying and let God work. And then go against their laws that they're setting up, like forming groups, you know, that's going to stop this child euthanasia that's being enacted in Oregon. Things like this and educating the school system, talking to your Freemason friends that, hey, you need to get out of the Freemasons and renounce the blood oath and know why. There's things you can do instead of dropping your hands in total helplessness like they've trained us to do. Now you see how they've done it? This is not a religious show I have. It's a reality show. Well, it's not that either. It's not a reality show. It's based on reality of how this is all combined together. Worldwide. No matter where you are, this is a world organization. A world government is being set up. Every country. Not just America, but every country. Family, got to go. I'm going to remind you all, we're played up in highpointradio.net. Highpointradio.net. John Kirkler plays our broadcast, H-E-R-K-A-L-E-R. And he plays our broadcast and our Bible studies on a random basis. We appreciate that. He has sponsors, and so if you're going to live up in New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and you got business to do, check out his site, highpointradio.net, and maybe you can use some of his sponsors there. And all he does for us is play, for me, is play my radio and broadcast. My website is watchmanforjesus.com, and my Facebook is Watchman for Jesus. There you go. And join it, and I'm back. So y'all have a great night. God bless y'all. Know again that Jesus Christ won on the cross of Calvary. This game's already been played. It's been won. Right now we're counting the casualties of those souls that are not going to make it to heaven. It's up to you to reach out in the name of God to witness to those. That's what you can do. To delay these legislations. Armed revolution will play right into their hands. There's other things you can do. But that's not drop your hands in total helplessness. It's to do something. Even if it means start your own radio program. Whatever. Something. Start your own Facebook. There you go. Blog. Set. Whatever. Y'all have a good night. God bless y'all. Because there's things you can do. I'll see y'all tonight, 8 to 9. We're going to talk about the Sabbath tonight. 8 to 9, Bible study on my site. And tomorrow, 4 o'clock, we're going to hit the ground running. Just like the Roadrunner, maybe. Here we go. So y'all have a good night. God bless y'all. And know that Jesus Christ is alive and he's coming back.
Every day to the end of time.